This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Today is the running of the 126th Boston Marathon. It's the first time since 2019 the race will be held on Marathon Monday. The pandemic forced last year's race to October. Now, 6 months later, runners are back. And so is WBUR's Alex Ashlock. He joins us from the starting line in Hopkinton. Hey there, Alex. Are you staying warm?
I'm staying warm. It's warmed up a little bit out here. Beautiful clear skies, not much wind. It should be a pretty good day for marathon running.
Can you set the stage for us?
Yeah, the marathon, as you said, back where it belongs. The field size is about 29,000, close to normal after being downsized last year because of the pandemic. There were about 20,000 runners in 2021. All the runners this year, all the volunteers as well, must be vaccinated or have a medical reason not to be. The runners have to wear their mask on the buses that will be rolling out here to Hopkinton. But when they get here, they can hang out in the Athletes Village again before their start time. There wasn't an Athletes Village back in October. Rupa, the buses basically just dropped them off and they started running last October.
Is there a race in particular that you're excited about today?
Yeah, you know, everyone is saying this is the greatest men's field ever for the Boston Marathon, and I think that's probably true, but the race that I'm really interested in is the women's. The gold medal winner from last summer's Olympic marathon in Japan, Peres Jepchichir of Kenya, is in this race, along with American Molly Seidel. She finished third in that Olympic marathon, good for a bronze medal. Let's hear from her.
It really means a lot, having lived here for almost 5 years and coming out to the race every year to watch. Now to get to be in the field is pretty incredible.
So she has kind of a home field advantage. She certainly belongs in the women's field, but it is deep and fast and includes some past champions, Edna Kiplagat of Kenya, and also Des Linden. She won the 2018 race in that monsoon and was the first American women's winner since 1985. She has tons of experience on this very challenging marathon course.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's every time you come out here, you learn a little bit something more and you can put it into play. So I'm going to have to run super smart and savvy and make good decisions, and knowing the course definitely helps. It kind of gives me an advantage.
You said the men's field is being described as the best ever. Why is that?
Well, you have several men who have run marathons under 2 hours and 4 minutes, which is an incredibly fast time. But Rupa, really, time is not the issue in the Boston Marathon. It's not about running a fast time. It's about winning the race. It's a lot like the Olympic marathon in that respect. You do have the reigning Boston, London, and New York marathon champions in this field in the same race. All those races were held last fall, just 6 months ago. Benson Kipruto of Kenya won the Boston Marathon here in October, and he says he's ready to tackle this marathon again.
The course is good, and having run here 6 months ago, I still remember the course very well, and that's an advantage to me to run downhill after heartbreaking hills. It's downhill, so that's another advantage to me.
So he thinks the downhill part of the course after Heartbreak Hill is where he can make his move?
Yeah, a lot of these Boston marathons are decided in that part of the race, about 20 miles into the race, Heartbreak Hill. But, you know, that's kind of the opposite of what I heard from men's wheelchair racer Daniel Romanchuk. He won here in 2019, and here's what he said about the hills.
I love hills, specifically climbing them. Downhills, not so much. Definitely it's just kind of hang in as best I can for the first half, and then the uphills come.
And you have to say Daniel Romanchuk is now the favorite in the men's wheelchair race, because early this morning, Marcel Hug of Switzerland, the five-time men's wheelchair champion, pulled out of the race. He won this race last year. He also set a course record in the BAA 5K on Saturday. He had suffered from COVID-19, but he told me on Friday he had recovered and he felt good. But obviously, this morning something changed and he decided to pull out of the race. But that means there won't be a Swiss sweep in the wheelchair races because Hug is out. Five-time women's champion Manuela Schaar is here, but she's also had some health issues coming into today's race.
Just not quite sure where I stand. I had a bit of setback a few weeks ago with a COVID, so I had to be very patient with myself and give it time to recover. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure where I stand, but I will find out.
Before we let you go, Alex, we should note that this race today marks the 50th anniversary of the first official women's race. Before that, women were not allowed to run the Boston Marathon, but that changed in 1972. What was that like?
It was a big deal. It was a big deal. And it's a big deal today that it's 50 years later. A few women, Rupa, had run the race unofficially before 1972. We have been hearing from Sarah Mae Berman. People remember other women like Roberta Gibb and Catherine Switzer, who actually ran the race before it was official, before women could officially run. Those women and the publicity they generated when they ran the Boston Marathon, I think, forced the marathon here to allow women to run. You mentioned 1972, 8 women ran that year, Nina Kusick won, and it's kind of staggering to think about the changes between then and now when half, if not more, Rupa, of the Boston Marathon field is women. We heard from Des Linden earlier, and I want to go back to her because what she said about this anniversary is interesting and apt, I think. Here's what she said.
I was thinking about that earlier. It's an interesting thing to decide how you feel. Like, it's great, you know, it's awesome that women are included. Sure, when you put 50 years up to a race that's been around for 126, it kind of is a little bit of a gut punch, but we certainly can look back. So looking forward, celebrate each year and the path that was paved for us.
Yeah, and it was those women, first those who ran even though they weren't supposed to, and then the women who ran here on April 17th, 1972, who made it possible for the women who run today, like Des Linden, whether they win the race or finish in 5 or 6 hours.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock at the Boston Marathon starting line in Hopkinton. Alex will be covering the race for us all day today, and we are very grateful for him for that. Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome, Rupa.